Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, plenty of cleanup to do this morning after a powerful line of storms left widespread damage. We have team coverage on how that damage left behind could affect your day.
And we're taking a look at our hour-by-hour rain chances. Nothing like we saw yesterday, but we do have a small chance for storms in our southeastern counties. I'll go over that. And over the next few days, thousands of new college students will be arriving in the Triangle. Move-in gets underway today at UNC, just days before the start of the fall semester. I cannot believe we are saying that. We are here. School is in session for some. It's getting started for others. We'll have that story coming up and much more for you on your Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday. Here's a rough and tumble Tuesday certain. Some storms rolled through lots of our areas, lots of damage there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. We had a lot of continuous coverage yesterday. We have team coverage for today.
We do. It's quiet in Durham right now, but very close to downtown. And then to the north, we had a lot of damage, trees down, a fatality, just a lot of mess to clean up for us this morning. It's quiet this morning, but on the warm side, 75 degrees in the Triangle with a dew point of 72, and that is fairly high. So we're not getting a big break behind this this front that came through and brought us all the storms. 72 in Southern Pines, 76 Fayetteville, 74 Rocky Mount, 63 in Roxboro. Getting a little break from the heat and humidity there, at least this morning. Taking a look at Durham, highlighted in red. This is a look at our current power outages. As many as 50,000 customers still without power in Durham, but a lot fewer in some of our other counties highlighted in blue. That'll be just a few thousand customers instead of tens of thousands of customers. Here's our front that approached yesterday, producing that strong line of thunderstorms that produced a lot of damage across our area. It did fire up a few isolated storms in our northeastern counties. That is moving out of the viewing area right now, but it is going to stall down here in the south. So Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, Wilson could see an isolated shower later on today. We're waking up to partly cloudy skies this morning, and that's the way it'll be for much of the day. By 3 or 4 o'clock, we begin to see these storms developing down to the south and east of Raleigh, and that will continue until around 6 or 7. I wouldn't expect any of those to be severe. We'll take a look at temperatures for today, starting in the low to mid 70s. We'll end up with a high of 90, which is close to normal for this time of year. Of course, we'll still have a heat index to deal with over the next few days. I'll show you what it will feel like through the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
6:02, some new information in the past few minutes from our partners at Waze. We're now getting a better look at some signals, specific signals that are out in Durham. The red that you see on this map is based on the Duke Energy outage map. It just gives you a rough idea of where most of the outages are in Durham, and it's largely from the downtown area to the north, but also significant parts of the eastern side of Durham and then back toward the western side of Durham into parts of Orange County. But we know that signals are out right now at TW Alexander near 885 Duke Street at Moorhead Avenue, Vickers Avenue at University Drive as well there in the downtown area. That is just, that's three of probably many signals that are out this morning, so you do need to be extra careful. Also, storm-related closure on the northern side of Wake County. Highway 50 closed at Old Weaver Trail. If you're trying to get between Creedmoor and Raleigh this morning, consider using New Light Road as a good alternate route.
Thousands of people around the Triangle are waking up this morning without power, with a lot of cleanup to do. A powerful line of storms yesterday packed a major punch, and its effects this morning are still being felt right now. Our crews are spread out across the Triangle here this morning to show you the damage left behind. We start with Laura Levine in Durham, where the storms turned deadly. Laura.
Well, Jeff, very early this morning, folks with Durham County EMS, they're telling us that they're checking out problematic areas just like the one we're seeing here at the intersection of Moorhead and Anderson Street. Walk with me here as you can take a look and see why this is still going to be a problem for quite some time now. This large tree tumbling down at this intersection on top of a car, and the woman driving that car died at the scene. Of course, this is from those high winds and storms that rode through here. Neighbors in this area say it was around 4:30 yesterday afternoon when the lights and power went out. That is the same time frame they believe that this incident occurred. And as you can see here, very extensive damage. You have this tree, of course, but you can also see stoplights dangling from the branches. We have power lines all mangled up in the middle of the road, glass from that vehicle shattered everywhere, even parts of that vehicle mangled in the wires here. If you are traveling in Durham this morning, you really want to be mindful. Lights are out, okay? You have these dangerous areas with barricades and caution tape up as well. You really won't know how bad things are unless you're approaching these areas. So we're telling you now to avoid these areas so that you can have an easy commute this morning. We're already seeing people traveling and turning around, and some people even trying to drive past the barricades. That is not safe. So we're going to keep you updated on the progress that is happening here once crews come back out today. But remember, Durham really received the brunt of the storm damage here, so they're going to be very busy. We'll keep you posted. Let's send things over to Kelsey Coffey and get a look at how things are looking in Raleigh today. Laura, well, it's a much different sight in Raleigh this morning compared to Durham. Now, I'm at the Timbers apartment complex. This is on Timber Creek Lane in Raleigh. So neighbors, as they're waking up this morning, they'll come outside of their apartment complex, walk up the steps, and then they'll see the parking lot looking like this. It's covered in debris. And one of the things that sticks out to me the most is all of this here, all of these wood chips. So we think that in these couple of parking spots that we're standing in right now, there was probably a tree that fell on top of two cars. So they had to chop all of that wood on yesterday. And we're going to get you straight to video now so you can see the aftermath of yesterday's storms here at this complex. Now, storms were producing wind gusts as strong as 80 miles per hour. So now that gives you some perspective on how or why this damage could be so extensive. And here's a neighbor describing the moments leading up to the storm. And there's, you know, lots of damage at this apartment complex, but we're just thankful that things could have been worse here. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, widespread damage leading to widespread power outages. We've been tracking these numbers since we came on the air at 4:30. Let's get you right to the outage map, courtesy of Duke Energy. And, of course, as Laura just mentioned, Durham taking the brunt of the damage. More than 51,000 customers are still without power in the Durham County area this morning. Over in the Orange County area, more than 4,200 people are without power this morning. That number was up to actually 4,500 about an hour ago. So things are getting a little better in the Orange County area. Here in Wake County, the troubled spot really is up around the Wake Forest-Youngsville area. More than 350 customers are without power right now. Duke Energy crews are out working to restore power. We've been asking Duke Energy exactly what time these power outages could be restored. At this point, they're not able to give us a timetable, but we'll keep pressing them for answers.
All right. Thank you, Ken. And students on the year-round schedule in Durham County won't be going to class today. Classes are canceled because of the ongoing power outages and widespread damage from the storms. The district says there will be a two-hour delay for staff at DPS year-round, specialty high schools, and central services offices. And Legacy Academy in Chapel Hill will be delayed until 10 o'clock this morning, and Falls Lake Academy in Creedmoor is on a two-hour delay.
That storm damage is widespread across our area, and as folks wake up, get out there in the daylight today and start to clean up, we're asking that you share your pictures with us. You can send them the pictures, videos through the WRL News app or our weather app.
School leaders in Wake County are working to make sure your kids are safe in the coming school year. School resource officers, principals, and security administrators are all meeting today in Cary for a summit. They plan to talk about large event safety and equity in school security, among other topics. They'll also participate in an exercise to assess different responses to security threats.
President Biden is facing criticism this morning for his response to the deadly wildfires in Hawaii. Biden says he and the First Lady will visit Maui, quote, as soon as they can to get a look at some of the damage. He has also pledged $700 per household in relief money. Critics say his attention is not focused enough on a tragedy that now has 106 confirmed deaths and thousands who have lost everything. Governor Josh Green says the number of confirmed dead is expected to keep growing. Crews have only been able to search about a third of the area that burned in the fire. Only two of the victims of the fire have been publicly identified. Maui's police chief says he's hopeful crews will have up to 90% of that area searched by the weekend. This morning on Today, a closer look at the frustration people who live in Maui are feeling about the lack of warning about the fire and the slow response they're getting in the aftermath. Today is coming up at 7 right here on WRAL.
An exciting day today in Chapel Hill. The first of thousands of college students who will be moving into the Triangle this week will arrive. Move-in for the fall semester begins today at UNC Chapel Hill. The school says it's welcoming more than 5,600 first-year students and transfer students to campus. Move-in will continue through Saturday ahead of the first day of class on Monday. Students at NC State will start moving in tomorrow, and Duke's move-in day is Saturday.
10 after 6 on a Wednesday, VinFast is making a big splash on the stock exchange. The huge surge it's seeing in its shares ahead of the opening of its Chatham County plant. Plus,
I got hit. My dog jumped into my lap and I got hit again.
Drivers caught on I-40 during the height of the storm yesterday ended up in a massive crash. The wreck clogged the highway for hours during the evening commute. Fortunately, today looks a lot more quiet. Temperatures will be close to normal at 90. We're not getting a big break in our heat and humidity behind this system. Certainly cooler and less humid than it was yesterday, but back to fairly normal conditions. Not a lot of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast over the next several days, but some folks could see them this afternoon. I'll show you coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13. Still a few lingering showers and thunderstorms in our northeastern counties. It's not much. Most of the lightning has moved just east of our viewing area. But south of Roanoke Rapids, across parts of Halifax and east of Roanoke Rapids and Northampton County, just a tiny little shower left along our front. We may see some storms developing along that front in our southeastern counties later today, but those shouldn't be severe. 72 in Wilson. You can see it's fairly cloudy. Partly cloudy in Durham right now, 75, and a good bit of cloud cover in Fayetteville at 76. So we still have a lot of lingering clouds from yesterday's moisture and storms that rolled through. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s heading out the door. We'll climb to around 80 degrees this afternoon. Walking the dog this evening, temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Still a little sticky. I'll show you the heat index for the week ahead coming up.
6:14 now. We'll talk about storm damage coming up in just a few minutes, but wanted to talk about how things are looking right now otherwise around the Triangle. We have a report of a disabled vehicle on Rock Quarry Road at Crosslink there on the southeast side of Raleigh, but otherwise no crashes reported right now in Wake County, according to 911. Also looking okay in Durham in terms of crashes. Want to take a look at our major approaches into Raleigh right now. They're all looking good. Coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound, no trouble there. And from 885 in Durham, the ride to I-40 or on I-40 eastbound to Wade Avenue is all clear. Michelle?
All right. Thank you, Brian. Well, I-40 is back open in Durham this morning after a crash involving more than 30 cars shut it down for hours yesterday. You see the video here. The highway was closed for almost 4 hours after this massive pileup. It happened during the height of the storm just before 5 o'clock. Now, despite all the damage, including a car crushed under a semi truck, thankfully nobody was seriously injured. WREL spoke to a driver who was caught up in this wreck.
I got hit. My dog jumped into my lap and I got hit again and grabbed onto him so he didn't fly away out the window, and then I ended up facing the other way and stopped.
So glad that they're okay. In total, 32 vehicles were involved in this pileup.
A person who was hit by a Raleigh patrol cruiser has died. This is a story we first brought you as breaking news yesterday morning. Authorities identified the victim as 51-year-old Pedro Lopez. Investigators say he was hit Monday night by an on-duty officer in a marked vehicle. We're told Lopez was crossing Capitol Boulevard near Calvary Drive, but was not using a crosswalk when he was hit. RPD's Internal Affairs Unit is investigating the actions of the officer who was driving, and they'll determine if any laws were broken. That officer has been placed on administrative duty.
The stock value for electric car company VinFast soared on its first day of trading as work to build its massive Chatham County production plant is ramping up. The company's leaders rang the bell at NASDAQ yesterday as the company's shares went public and the value rose quickly. The stock jumped from $24 earlier in the day to more than $37 at the closing bell. That's a higher value than GM and Ford.
Big hiring event happening today at PNC Arena, the home of the Hurricanes, wants to hire people for more than 300 part-time positions. Everything from catering department cooks, concessions, security, parking attendants, and much more. If you want to apply for a job, you can go to PNC Arena today from 3 until 6 or go to PNC.com.
Well, the heat continues today, and one local school is dismissing early because it doesn't have air conditioning. For the second day in a row now, Southeast Raleigh High School will let students out 2 hours earlier. School officials say buses will provide transportation for students who normally ride the bus, and students will still receive lunch today. All after-school activities are canceled. And we'll take a live look at Clinton this morning, a much different look this morning than it was yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, those storms have moved out, but the heat is here to stay. Elizabeth.
It's definitely going to feel like summer. Normal temperatures today instead of the excessive heat that we saw yesterday. Looking at Goldsboro with mostly cloudy skies, a lot of cloud cover around. You're going to see a few breaks here and there. No rain for most of us. We take a live look at Fayetteville. Here's Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. The cold front that helped to form the squall line that produced all the damage yesterday is moving toward the coast, but there's still a little cluster of thunderstorms in the northeastern part of North Carolina. And down here, this front is going to stall and will likely have some storms that fire up in our southeastern counties a little bit later on today. Those are not likely to be severe. So we continue to have just a little bit of lightning and thunder that's popping up here in our southeastern counties, just to the northeast of Enfield there, right on the line between Halifax and Northampton County. Just this tiny little line, nothing severe there. But some brief heavy rain, a little rumble of thunder as that front continues to slide eastward. Looking at some cloud cover this morning, we were on the lookout for some patchy fog. Most of it has just been some low to mid-level cloud cover. We'll see some sunshine getting into the afternoon. With a little bit of that heating, we'll start to see some thunderstorms develop near the front. So that's going to be Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, potentially even Wilson, Rocky Mount area could see a brief shower. But again, I wouldn't expect any of that to be severe. We'll have some isolated storms that pop up for the next several days, but they really do just look isolated. We saw heavy rain across the area yesterday, especially from Raleigh eastward. You can see the purple shaded area. That's where we saw as much as 2 to 2.5 inches. We saw almost 2 inches in Wilson, over 2.5 inches around Smithfield. There were a number of flood warnings yesterday in those areas. But of course, Durham ended up seeing the worst of the wind damage. In Durham County, we saw about 0.5 inch of rain, but you can see just above the ground, we ended up with a 92 mile per hour wind, 86 mile per hour wind. It wasn't as strong on the surface, but strong enough to knock down a lot of trees and cause a lot of damage. We still have as many as 50,000 customers without power in Durham, and one woman was killed when a tree fell on her car. Really, Durham County was hit the hardest. You can see here in blue, these are counties where we have a few hundred or a few thousand customers without power. We'll take a look at the tropics. We're getting close to the peak of the season. This is a brand new area in the Gulf of Mexico that the National Hurricane Center is watching, a 20% chance of development in the next 7 days. This one has a 40% chance of development off the coast of Africa, and this one here a 30%. So three areas that we're watching right now. We are moving into the peak of the season. The peak itself is September 10th, but we do consider late August into the middle of September as peak season, and so that is where we're headed. For our forecast, we're looking at temperatures close to normal today and tomorrow, and then we're back into the mid-90s, so turning hotter by the latter part of the weekend and into next week. Brian, I'm just sad that we didn't get a nice break after dealing with that line of thunderstorms yesterday. No real break for us from the humidity.
Yeah, we deserve it after yesterday.
We do.
We're still dealing with the problems in Durham this morning. Here's a look at that Duke Energy outage map, and we're zoomed in closely just to give you an idea of the extent of those outages. Here is I-85. Downtown Durham is right here. This is the Bragtown community, and you can see that especially from the downtown area north, we're seeing a lot of problems with power outages, and in any of these areas, there's a good chance the traffic signals are not working properly this morning. So you do need to be prepared for that as you head out. Be extra careful, especially there in the central part of Durham up to the north. Also in the northern part of Wake County, a storm-related closure there north of Falls Lake on Highway 50, right around Old Weaver Trail. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen that, so consider using New Light Road as a good alternate route if you're heading between Creedmoor and Raleigh.
Thanks, Brian. Donald Trump may soon become the first former president to have his mugshot taken. Procedures. Jail officials in Georgia say they'll follow when he's booked on new charges.
And one state has all the luck when it comes to Mega Millions wins. Another jackpot winner in Florida just a week after a record-setting win.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
Actor Neil Patrick Harris is facing some social media backlash after showing off his new dog.
Yeah, Brian Trader is here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Harris's video introducing his new French bulldog, Chunk, did not get the response he expected.
We got a new family member.
Fans were disappointed to see Neil and his family got Chunk from a breeder in Hungary, and many people said that they should have rescued an animal from a shelter instead.
It is clear the shelter's month here. We've been making that push forward, and that's his fourth dog. And the breeder from Hungary flew it from Hungary to him in New York City.
Adopt, don't shop. That's what a lot of people say, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a cute dog, but, you know, always better to adopt.
Chunk is mighty cute there.
Yes, he is.
We are getting our first look at Bradley Cooper's biopic about composer Leonard Bernstein. It's called Maestro. Cooper directed, wrote, and produced the movie, and he also stars in it. It's coming out on Netflix later this year.
Yeah, this movie, I think this is going to be a pretty good one. I mean, he is a triple threat. He stars in it, he directed it, he produced it, but he also had some production help as well. Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese. So I think something tells me this is going to be a pretty good movie.
Big, big names, a lot of research that he did going into that. Brian, thank you. Indiana Jones, while we're talking movies, you know he can't stand snakes, but he might make an exception for this one, a new species discovered in Peru. Scientists named it Tachymenoidis Harrison 40. That's the name. Actor who played Indiana Jones, named after him, he says it's in honor of Harrison Ford's lifetime of environmental advocacy.
Harrison 40. I love that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Well, England and Australia are playing right now in the semifinals of the Women's World Cup over on Fox 50. Our 7 o'clock news on Fox 50 will air on WREL News Plus. You can find it on Channel 34 over the air spectrum, Channel 1257, or on the WREL app on your smart TV and mobile device.
High school football is back this Friday. Our 43rd season of Football Friday. 30-minute high school football highlight show kicks off this Friday night, 11:35 on WREL.
Also on Friday, the Carolina Panthers are back on the field for their second preseason game. They are on the road taking on my New York Giants. You can watch it Friday night at 7 o'clock on WREL.
An elderly woman is dead this morning after this tree fell on the car she was driving in during those intense storms. Just ahead, we'll give you a look at the extensive damage here in Durham as thousands are still without power.
And we're waking up to cloudy skies this morning, and folks around Fayetteville and parts of the Sand Hills could see some isolated storms this afternoon. I'll walk you through the timeline. And votes today in the General Assembly could change the way you vote in the next election. The changes you'll see at the polling place as this bill is expected to become law.